This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Pakistan, military authorities today dismissed a taped message allegedly from the number two man in Al-Qaeda calling for the people of Pakistan to overthrow their government. Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, also promised to send more troops to the southern border area where more than 5,000 soldiers are engaged with suspected Al-Qaeda militants in a battle that's been going on for more than 2 weeks. Joining us now is Jason Zapp. He's Reuters correspondent in Islamabad. Jason, the tape that aired yesterday on the Al Jazeera network purportedly was from this Al-Qaeda boss, Ayman al-Zawahiri. It called on Muslims in Pakistan to get rid of their government because it's working for the Americans. Has there been much response in Pakistan to that?
For the most part, I mean, Musharraf does have a fair bit of support, but there is a lot of anger and a lot of people who are sympathetic to what Zawahiri said on his tape. So you had protests today in a number of cities. In one city in particular, there was about 8,000 people chanting slogans that were very much along the lines of what al-Zawahiri said, which is that Musharraf, who's the president here, is a traitor to Islam for going after these al-Qaeda fighters. And there's a kind of a sense that he's doing this really on behalf of Washington and kind of caving in to Washington and the West.
I've also read reports that in this border region, there are local tribes who are very unhappy with this battle that's going on. There have been civilian casualties there. Is there any sense that there's enough political opposition that the government of Pakistan indeed should be worried?
I mean, one of the things that was notable about today's protest was, although they were large, they were actually smaller than many had expected. Yesterday in Parliament, there were a lot of people who got up and really criticized Musharraf, but at the same time, he's a general, and he's a military leader, and the army is very well disciplined, and there are a lot of people who in the country who think it is about time that some of these foreign al-Qaeda extremists are sort of dealt with. That area where this offensive is going on is starting to look like Afghanistan looked in the 1990s. It's full of al-Qaeda, Taliban, a lot of kind of radical groups have kind of infiltrated their way into that area, which is a very tribal, sort of lawless, semi-autonomous area. So a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, they've seen what's happened in Afghanistan, and they don't want that to happen to Pakistan.
What about the idea that this al-Qaeda figure, al-Zawahiri, actually might be the subject of this battle? That is, he's holed up there and he's hiding. There were reports that they thought they had him surrounded and were going to capture him. Is that pretty much gone away now?
Well, yeah. I mean, last week, the paramilitary forces were sort of doing a kind of a routine check, a routine sweep of that area, and suddenly they ran into very, very fierce resistance, a kind of a hail of bullets in one area. And the government thought that this strong resistance suggested that indeed the tribesmen were protecting what the government described as a high-value target. There was some intelligence that was pointing at possibly al-Zawahiri, but the military later dismissed that as conjecture and said it was most likely an Uzbek or a Chechen militant leader. And at this point, even that sort of idea of having a kind of a high-level terror leader or of some sort, it's pretty much gone. I mean, whoever was there at this point is likely gone. But still, it has revealed a big pocket of foreign fighters, al-Qaeda fighters, and now the government is kind of cornering them and really wants to kind of expel them from that area of the country.
Jason Zapp, Reuters correspondent in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.